This is Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.
I'm Johnny Hart. This is the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. Let's join Trader Nick in the USA. Nick, good afternoon from London and good morning to you.
Good morning, Johnny. Good to be back with you.
Indeed. We've had some important news today regarding inflation where you are in the United States. The latest CPI numbers are out and they make encouraging reading for markets, do they not?
They do, Johnny. I mean, we had the last three before this in terms of a year-over-year CPI print were all better than expected. So this one, once more, came in lower than expected. So we call that a better than expected or a miss in CPI. But long story short, it's good for risk assets. It's good for this inflation struggle that we've seen in the United States, as other places as well. We do see a general trend lower in inflation, although I know before we talked about in the UK, we saw a little bit of a spike higher in inflation there. But let's hope that this inflation thing is in the US improving. I imagine that they generally are going to continue to move together. So let's hope for that. In terms of the inflation print that we got today, 2.4% year-over-year inflation compared to a forecasted 2.5%. Previously, it was at 2.3. We did expect this thing to uptick to 2.5, but like I said, we only came in at 2.4. So that was a welcomed number here this morning. And initially, the markets celebrated this, specifically the stock market. The dollar index is lower here today, not by a huge amount, but back towards those lows that we've been watching here recently, around that 98.70 level, let's call it, on the DXY. We have seen the US dollar lose ground to most other major currencies for much of 2025 with all of the trade uncertainty, but also with some of the lackluster economic data that we've had in recent times. I figured we could just take a quick look in terms of the overall macro here recently with the US economic data. So this inflation print obviously is not a standalone kind of isolation to why the US dollar may be lower today. It's been a bit of a trend here recently when we take a look at US economic data. So let me just give you a quick run through. I've done this recently for the UK, so let's do one for the US. PMI data came in soft last 2 weeks. Both manufacturing and services PMI missed expectations. If we take a look at inflation, it's cooling. If we take a look at the NFP report from the previous week, it was a beat, but it was a narrow beat. And we also had ADP numbers, which were a big miss. We also had JOLTS job openings. It was uptick for the US dollars, a little bit strong. But jobless claims missed for a second week in a row. So most of our data points here are modestly suggesting some softening in the labor market in the United States, and inflation still seems to be continuing to mostly trend lower. And so what this sets up for us as, you know, traders watching the currency market is I think that this is likely to lead to rate cuts coming down the pipeline. Now, we don't have Kenny with us this week. When he does come back, I'm very curious to hear his thoughts on these things too, because in recent things, we've had this kind of ongoing conversation about when are rate cuts likely to come into the picture. Well, this morning, we also had some news in regards to the trade deal, right? And so we have positive developments on the trade deal, which I think was a big pillar in the way of the Fed, if you will, because you've had these ongoing trade negotiations and some uncertainty around that. And could this cause a spike in inflation? But if we have deals on the table, we at least have something known, right? So we did get some news on that here this morning, Johnny.
Yeah, that's right, Nick. President Trump has said a deal is quote unquote done after those talks here in London. But he said that subject to final approval for President Xi and himself, the US will get the rare earth metal it needs while Chinese students can take up their places at American colleges. So maybe those are the two sticking points where we're at. But it's very good news considering where we were just a few weeks ago. Obviously, last month, Washington and Beijing agreed a temporary truce over the tariffs, but each country has since accused the other of breaching the deal. But I think, bearing in mind, it could have been so much worse, markets will see this as a bit of a result.
Well, not only that, if we think about where we were, but the month prior to the pause to negotiate, we were talking about tariffs on China of 145%, these crazy numbers that most market participants did not expect to stick. But they were scary, right? They just showed where the White House was at with it. Clearly, administration very unhappy with certain things, with the trade dynamic with China. And so with things coming to a negotiation, and then now finally seems like we're reaching some deals here There was a bit of vagueness on every little detail about the deals, but a deal nonetheless is far better than we were a couple months ago. So I think it's all relative. Like, the markets are always going to look and say, when we were covering on the podcast, Johnny, what was happening on those crazy down days in the stock market following all these escalating trade tariffs imposed, we're sitting there looking at each other like, you know, where's this thing going to go? Clearly, there's no resolution. There's no negotiation that seems to be happening. And now the market's saying they're actively talking. They're making progress towards deals. And now they seem to have actually come to some sort of deal. And so the market is cheering that, because that's a much more steady landscape. If you just say, hey, this is what we're doing now, that's a lot better than telling everyone, we have no idea what we're going to be doing in the next few months. So that, I think, is a serious progress point. And why, by the way, we talked about this on the podcast at the time, now that things look to be improving, the stock market's pretty much back at its all-time high.
It's interesting to see how Trump picked out the fact that Chinese students can now take up their places at American colleges as an important part of this deal. And ironic, really, when you consider what's going on in California at the moment and right across the country at American universities. It seems where it comes to China, if there's a deal to be made, Chinese students are, in a sense, getting ahead of the queue, and they don't have to worry so much about being deported or having to go back to their own country.
Well, I think it's just in general, you know, anytime you get negotiations and things improving between two countries, it's, you know, obviously a positive thing for many people. You know, nobody really wanted massive trade tariffs. Maybe Trump did, but I don't think he even recognized the importance of, okay, we do tons of trade with China and they do tons of trade with us. It's a mutual beneficial thing to find some middle ground. And I think everybody can sigh a breath of fresh air now that at least they're talking, at least they seem to be willing to be friendly, willing to find a deal. And they both recognize that need from one another. I think that that is where the market's saying, okay, this is a much better landscape than just everyone up in arms and refusing to speak.
And it was never in the interests of either party for this to drag on anyway, because it's a lose-lose situation, is it not?
That's right. They're our biggest trade partner by far. And so that is important for a number of reasons. I mean, these are major inputs to the U.S. economy, is cheap goods from these other countries. To ignore that and just to say we want all manufacturing in the States right now is not a very realistic approach. Can you maybe make a progression towards more manufacturing in the States in the coming decade? Sure. But that's a different approach than right now, right here, we're going to cut off everything from China.
Nick, it's interesting to see a rise in the price of oil. We, of course, were around the $60 mark just a few weeks ago, and now mid-60s and upwards. Is the trade deal something to do with that?
I think so, because if we take a look at where oil really lost a lot of its ground, the date is not a coincidence that April 3rd, following the evening announcements that we saw of that big, you know, poster board that Trump pulled out, sure enough, oil prices dropped from, you know, the April 2nd close. I'm looking at roughly a 20% drop, which is insane, in just the following few days. So yeah, I mean, now we see oil prices naturally rebounding, with some of those worst case scenarios now being kind of ruled out entirely from the market.
Very interesting, Nick. Thank you so much. We'll speak again on Friday.
Thanks, Johnny. Speak with you soon.
Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.